Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swabinithi Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Aschatyadeshatharine At the time of Makara Sankranti, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his home of Sri Navadvip Dham and took sannyas to travel throughout India to share the essence of all spiritual truths. That within the heart of every living being is Krishna Prem, ecstatic love for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada left his home, Vrindavan Dham, after taking sannyas for the very same purpose, to spread this message of Krishna Prem throughout the entire world. His message was very simple. We are not these ever-changing material bodies and minds that are subjected to birth, old age, disease, and death, that are so vulnerable to greed and envy, lust and anger. The very core of all the miseries of this world is avidya, or ignorance. Forgetful that we are eternal souls. We're part and parcel of Krishna. And that our true nature is to love Krishna, to be instruments of Krishna's compassion. In whatever we do, whatever our occupation, whatever our social or spiritual status, the true success of life is to please Krishna by being an instrument of his mercy in this world. Jeev jago, gora chandra bole. Srila Prabhupada gave us this simple message. Lord Chaitanya's message, wake up, sleeping souls. Everyone is looking for happiness. Everyone is looking to give others happiness. But the only true happiness of the heart is to love and to be loved. And the origin of that is our love for Krishna. Through chanting Krishna's holy names, through living a life in devotional service, that love is awakened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave that love for Krishna to Brahmins, to people who were living in the jungles. He gave that love for Krishna to tigers, elephants, snakes and trees, because it is inherent within all living beings. Srila Prabhupada traveled the world with this total faith that simply by chanting Krishna's holy names and living in a life of seva or service, anyone, everyone can awaken that love and be true saintly persons. After traveling across continents and oceans, Srila Prabhupada came back to India. He put more of his time, more of his energy, and more of his international resources in Radha Ras Bihari Temple than any other project. Ras Bihari means Krishna, who enjoys loving exchanges with his devotees. This is Srila Prabhupada's message, Krishna's message, that ultimately the Supreme Absolute Truth is a person who's within the heart of every living being and who is living in this spiritual world. And he is calling us all back, back home, back to Godhead, to enjoy intimate, loving relationships with him. This wonderful celebration, devotees from all over India and all over the world who sacrifice their homes and their lives to assist Srila Prabhupada in making this temple a reality are all gathered. It's truly a Mahotsav, a festival of the heart. And I'm so grateful to all the devotees throughout these last 51 years who have served to bring Sri Sri Radharas Bihari's supreme mercy through Prabhupada's grace to the whole world. Thank you.